And good morning once again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Community Corner on KWHI. I'm Craig Montana. As always, I have somebody from the community talking about what's going on around the area every Tuesday here on KWHI. And if you ever have questions about whoever's in the studio today, you can call us 979-836-9937, 836-9937, to ask questions of our guest today, who will be Andrea Hyges. And Andrea, you're with the Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library. And tell us a little bit about what it is that you do with the library.
I'm the librarian, and I've been with the library for about 4 years now. Started out as a clerk, and I've been in this position for about a year, so I get the great job of leading the library and kind of organizing everything we do there.
And it seems like you guys have had a lot going on here of late. We just got through with the remodel with the library. How long has that taken all the way through?
That's been about a 2.5-year process. Of course, that includes us moving out of the old facility into City Hall and getting settled there. And then the planning of the new building, and finally, most recently, the construction.
Yeah, and they tore it down, they raised it, and it was all from scratch, from ground up, a complete rebuild.
A complete rebuild.
Not a remodel, it's a rebuild.
Right.
And so you guys moved out of the old library in the municipal building. How was it, that transition from there, from the old one to the municipal building and back into this new building?
It's been really great. We've had a lot of help from volunteers and different city departments. We've had a lot of assistance. And then it's been really nice to get stuff out of storage that we've had stored away all over the city for the past 2 years, to get that back out for the public to begin using again. So it's been quite a process, but we're excited to reopen.
And about how long do you think it took you to move everything from municipal building to the library?
We were closed for about 4 weeks. So the first few weeks was us getting everything boxed up, organized, getting stuff out of storage, and then another 2 weeks to get it out on the shelves. We had a moving company assist with the physical move, but we were organizing the books, getting everything out. So it was about a 4-week process.
All right, and then 4 weeks yesterday, they did the grand reopening yesterday. Tell us about what it was like, the community coming out for that one.
It was wonderful. We had an amazing response. After it was all said and done, we had about 600 people come through, both for the grand opening and the puppet shows that we had afterwards. We had a great response, and we couldn't be happier with everyone that showed up.
Okay. Once again, Andrea Hyges with us from the Nancy Roberts Memorial Library. If you have a question for her, you can call us 979-836-9937, 836-9937. With the new library opened up, ready to go, people get in there and they're going to see everything new. What can they expect whenever they get into the new library?
Well, I mean, they can expect to see a beautiful and truly modern space. And we have planned it to really have a space for, we hope, everyone in the community. So we have study rooms for students or for whoever needs to use them, a conference room with a smart board for meetings, a larger program room with projection, a teen space, a huge children's room, a media room where people can film and record, and then a wide open reading area with a lot of seating, places to read, enjoy the building. And, of course, room for public computers, places to sit with your laptops, and then a great outdoor patio where Wi-Fi is available. People can sit there and enjoy the outside with their books or with their computers.
And you guys have not just traditional books, but you guys have all kinds of other media as well, mm-hmm, that people can see and check out.
Yeah, we circulate or check out DVDs, Blu-rays, audiobooks on CD. We have e-books, digital audiobooks that you can download with the free app if you have a library card. So we have all kinds of great stuff, not just books.
All right. And say somebody wanted to come by and see the library, when are you guys open?
We open at 9, so Monday through Thursday, we're open 9 to 7. Friday 9 to 5, and then Saturday 9 to 3.
Okay, and they come by and ask questions about anything. Now, if somebody doesn't have a library, or how do they go about getting library cards?
So anyone 5 and older can get a card for free. You just come by with any photo ID that's current. If it's not current, just bring some mail that has your name and address, shows you're a resident, and it's free to get a card. With that card, you can enjoy all our resources, check out, reserve rooms, get ebooks, all for free.
Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody has one of the older cards, mm-hmm. that's still going to be...
still work. You're still in the system. We might just update your account, but that just takes a few seconds, and your card will still be good.
All right. And, I mean, anything else that you can think of that people need to know about the library? Because, I mean, it seems like it's a lot going on you guys have there.
That's exactly right. There's a lot going on. So we encourage people to check our Facebook, check our website, call us about events. Tuesdays this afternoon, we have Story Times with Lulu, which is for the after-school crowd at 4. This week is Mad Science. So she will be doing, I believe, Pumpkin Math Engineering Challenge. So you'll have to come check that out, and that's at 4. But every Tuesday at 4, there's a special story time. So we have Lego Club. We have a therapy dog that comes that you can read to. Her name is Trixie. And we have story times on Wednesdays in the morning for the preschool age. So, yeah, there's just a lot going on. Call us and get the details if you're interested.
Okay, so if somebody wanted to call, what number would they call?
979-337-7201 is the main number.
All right, and do you guys have like a website like a list of the activities that are going on at the library?
We do, yeah. If you go to cityofbrenham.org/library, you can find all of our events, or you can shoot us an email at library@cityofbrenham.org.
All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for us today, Andrea. A lot of stuff. You guys, again, just opened up yesterday, the grand reopening, brand new building. And have you had a lot of people coming in through, I bet?
Yeah, we have. We've got a lot of calls about the computers and when we open and books. So we're excited. And come by and see it.
All right. And again, the address for the library, people, you know, have seen it coming up through. But what's the address?
100 Martin Luther King Jr. Parkway is the new address.
All right, that's it. And Andrea Higgins from the Nancy Kerr Roberts Memorial Library, we appreciate it for you coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
There we go. And that was another edition of the Community Corner here on KWHI, as we'll have another edition coming up next Tuesday here on KWHI in Brenham and discussing more happening around Washington County and the surrounding areas.